Blog Talk Radio.
You will not be able to stay home, brother. You will not be able to plug in, turn on, and cop out. You will not be able to lose yourself on Skag and skip out for beer during commercials because the revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be brought to you by Xerox in four parts without commercial interruptions. The revolution will not show you pictures of Nixon blowing a bugle and leading a charge by John Mitchell, General Abrams, and Spiro Agnew to eat hog maws confiscated from a Harlem sanctuary. The revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be brought to you by the Schaefer Award Theater and will not star Natalie Woods and Steve McQueen or Bullwinkle and Julia. The revolution will not give your mouth sex appeal. The revolution will not get rid of the nub. The revolution will not make you look 5 pounds thinner because the revolution will not be televised, brother. There will be no pictures of you and Willie Mae pushing that shopping cart down the block on the dead run or trying to slide that color TV into a stolen ambulance. NBC will not be able to predict the winner at 8:32 on Detroit from 29 District. The revolution will not be televised. There will be no pictures of pigs shooting down brothers on the instant replay. There will be no pictures of pigs shooting down brothers on the instant replay. There will be no pictures of Whitney Young being run out of Harlem on the rail with a brand new process. There will be no slow motion or still life of Roy Wilkins strolling through Watts in a red, black, and green liberation jumpsuit that he has been saving for just the proper occasion. Acres, Beverly Hillbillies, and Hooterville Junction will no longer be so damn relevant, and women will not care if Dick finally got down with Jane on Search for Tomorrow, because black people will be in the street looking for a brighter day. The revolution will not be televised. There will be no highlights on the 11 o'clock news and no pictures of Harry R. Woman Liberationist and Jackie Onassis blowing her nose. The theme song will not be written by Jim Webb or Francis Scott Key, nor sung by Glenn Campbell, Tom Jones, Johnny Cash, Engelbert Humperdinck, or The Rare Earth. The revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be right back after a message about a white tornado, white lightning, or white people. You will not have to worry about a dove in your bedroom, the tiger in your tank, or the giant in your toilet bowl. The revolution will not go better with Coke. The revolution will not fight germs that may cause bad breath. The revolution will put you in the driver's seat. The revolution will not be televised, will not be televised, will not be televised, will not be televised. The revolution will be no rerun, brothers. The revolution will be live.
Hello, and welcome to Provocative Thought, intimately known as PT, striving to awaken those who are asleep, stimulate those who are awakened, feed those who are starving, and nurture those who seek to know. I am your host, Carlton Steed, a self-proclaimed student of life in the search, discovery, and revelation of life on life terms. First, I'd like to thank We Talk Productions for allowing me to host this show. I'd also like to thank the creator for allowing me to be. You can contact the show by dialing 516-531-9540. Please press the number one to speak. You can contact the show by dialing 516-531-9540. Please press the number one to speak. You can reach us on the internet at www.blogtalkradio.com. Go to search, type in We Talk Productions, and listen to the show live. You can also contact us on Facebook at Provocative Thought PT Community Organization. Tonight's topic, save the children. At first, the unvaccinated children were the least at risk. Now they have become ordained a risk to the vaccine agenda and possible agents of the spike in COVID-19 infections. The scientific debate and hesitancy regarding the safety of the vaccines remain, and the FDA and the CDC are behind vaccinating children ages 5 to 11 years old. The question is, how do we save the children? By vaccinating them or not vaccinating them? The powers that be say, to put it shortly, world vaccination is the only way to fight the virus. Many pediatricians say the vaccine is safe, and myocarditis, inflammation of the heart muscle, is more of a risk if the children are infected with COVID-19. That is confirmation that the vaccine and COVID-19 can cause myocarditis. It's more reason why it should be your choice to get the jab. We must ask ourselves, how can a vaccine or genetically engineered treatment that cannot provide immunity or protection against infection eradicate the COVID-19 virus? They say the virus has a 99.9% to 98.2% survival rate for ages up to 39 years old. As usual, the threat of death is the catalyst for getting the jab. If that isn't scary enough, Biden will attempt to make life more difficult for families, men, women, and children. Why hasn't Biden mandated that these scientists and doctors meet to address the adverse effects and safety of these vaccines? What about a mandate for alternative treatments to be made readily available to the public to treat this virus? Nobel Prize winner Luc Montagnier claims the vaccine causes blood clotting. Blood clotting causes death. The spike protein travels in the body and suggests the vaccine program be stopped. Dr. Christina Parks, right? She's a cellular molecular biologist, testified that the vaccinated is at risk of becoming severely ill when reintroduced to the virus during the 21 House Bill 4471. When she spoke, I think that was in, who was that at? I forget what state that was at. So Dr. Luke and a German scientist, Dr. Wolfgang Woodard, and I think it was a Vivian Fischer, attorney. These are German scientists and a German lawyer, and another, I guess he's a scientist also. They were discussing on YouTube reports of many deaths after vaccination. They alleged medical professionals colluding with pharmaceutical companies and suspected vaccine-related deaths, are underreported. Which I hear that about a lot. I hear that about VAERS. Some people have you believe that these people are reporting adverse effects that are so rare that the benefits outweigh the risks. Shouldn't that be the choice of the individual or parent as to whether to take that risk? They say the defender is notorious for spreading misinformation. I'm not saying that this defender is spreading misinformation. I'm just saying that I read that. The defender is the Children's Health Defense, I guess that's an agency or whatever they are. News and Views, right? So that's Robert F. Kennedy Jr.'s baby, right? He's And they were saying that there were three more reports of teen deaths after COVID vaccines as reported injuries exceed 850,000 for vaccine reported vaccine injuries, right? Various data released by the CDC included a total of 856,919 reports of adverse events from all age groups following COVID vaccines, including 18,078 deaths and 131,027 serious injuries between December 14, 2020 and October 19, 2021. Article by Megan Redshaw. The data release, they said, showed that between December 14th, right, and October 29th, as I just stated, total of 856,919 adverse events following COVID vaccines were reported to the Vaccine Adverse Event Reporting System, VAERS, V-A-E-R-S. That's something you can go check yourself. The data included a total of 18,078 reports of deaths, right? An increase of 459 over the previous week. There were 127,457 reports of serious injuries, including deaths, during the same time period, up 3,570 compared to the previous week. Including foreign reports to theirs, there were 634,609 adverse events, including 8,284 deaths and 52,685 serious injuries were reported in the U.S. between December 14th, right, and October 29th, 2021. Of the 8,284 U.S. deaths reported, 10% occurred within 24 hours of vaccination, 15% occurred within 48 hours of vaccination, and 26% occurred in people who experienced an onset of symptoms within 48 hours of being vaccinated. In the U.S., 418.6 million COVID vaccine doses have been administered as of October 29th. This includes 246 million doses of Pfizer, 150 million doses of Moderna, and 15 million doses of J&J. They say that data comes directly from reports submitted by VAERS, the primary government-funded system for reporting adverse vaccine reactions in the U.S., right? You can go check that out. Every Friday, VAERS makes public all vaccine injury reports received as a specific as of a specific date, usually about a week prior to the release date. Reports submitted to VAERS require further investigation before a causal relationship can be confirmed. Right? They're not confirmed. They're just reports, right? Historically, VAERS has been shown to report only 1% of actual vaccine adverse events. So that means that there's more investigation to be done. They had some adverse reaction after receiving the vaccine. People don't know if it's the vaccine did it or not. We don't know, but we know there's an increase of these reports, right? They said during this particular week, U.S. data for ages 12 to 17 year olds show 22,584 total adverse events, including 1,383 related as serious and 28 reported deaths. Two of the 28 deaths were suicide, from 12 to 17. That said, a 13-year-old girl from Maryland, right, died 15 days after receiving her first dose of Pfizer, right, from a heart condition. A 17-year-old female from Texas experienced acute hypoglycemic crisis 33 days after being vaccinated. Another death of a 12-year-old girl who died from respiratory tract hemorrhages 22 days after receiving her first dose of the Pfizer vaccine, they say. 59 reports of anaphylaxis among 12 to 17-year-olds where the reaction was life-threatening, regarded required treatment or resulted in death, with a 96% of cases attributed to the Pfizer vaccine. 547 reports of myocarditis, right? And pericarditis, that's a heart inflammation, with 539 cases attributed to the Pfizer vaccine. 126 reports of blood clotting disorders, with all cases attributed to Pfizer. And I thought Johnson & Johnson was the clotter. This week, U.S. Bears data from December 14th, 2020 to October 29th, 2021, for all groups combined, show 19% of deaths were related to cardiac disorders. 54% of those who died were male, 42% were female, and the remaining death reports did not include gender of the deceased. The average age of death was 72.7. As of October 29th, 4,206 pregnant women reported adverse events related to COVID vaccines, including 1,320 reports of miscarriage or premature birth. Of the 3,090 cases of Bell palsy reported, 51% were attributed to Pfizer vaccination, 41% to Moderna, and 8% to J&J. 705 reports of the Guillain-Barre syndrome, with 41% of cases attributed to Pfizer, 31 to Moderna, 28 to J&J. 2,072 reports of anaphylaxis, where reactions where the reaction was life-threatening, were reported, required treatment, or resulted in death, right? 10,686 reports of blood clotting disorders were reported. Of those, 4,698 reports were attributed to Pfizer, 3,815 reports to Moderna, and 2,119 reports to J&J. There were 3,030 cases of myocarditis and pericarditis, with 1,899 cases attributed to Pfizer, 998 cases to Moderna, and 123 cases to J&J COVID vaccine. The CDC signs off on Pfizer COVID vaccine for kids 5 to 11. CDC Director Dr. Rochelle Walensky on November the 3rd endorsed the Advisory Committee on Immunization Practices, right? Recommendation that children 5 to 11 years old be vaccinated against the COVID with the Pfizer pediatric COVID vaccine. There's really no pediatric COVID vaccine. They just get less. I don't even, why are they even calling it that? But we're going to go ahead with the scenario. The younger age group will receive one-third of the dose authorized for the 12 and older, and two shots administered at least 3 weeks apart. These doses will be delivered by small needles and stored in smaller vials to avoid mix-up with adult dose. The CDC was concerned that COVID cases in children can result in hospitalization, death, multi-system inflammation syndrome, and complications such as long COVID, in which symptoms can linger for months. During the meeting, the CDC said a total of 745 children under 18 have died of COVID since the beginning of the pandemic, although the COVID team admitted 79% were confirmed to be hospitalized for COVID, while the rest were hospital admissions for other cases. The CDC authorization was based mostly on Pfizer BioNTech study of 4,600 children worldwide, of whom approximately 3,100 got a low-dose vaccine and about 1,500 got a placebo. Of the 3,100 children in the vaccine group, only 264 children were tested for antibodies to determine the efficacy of the Pfizer vaccine. I don't know why you should test everybody, but You don't have to be a rocket scientist to know that. But I'm going to go ahead anyway. This one, read the lady came up with. Vaccine injured speak out about event hosted by Senator Ron Johnson. He hosted this event, right, with a panel of expert clinicians, scientists, lawyers, patent advocates, patient advocates, people who are injured by the COVID vaccine. He gave powerful testimony, right? I just gave you a few people who was injured, right? So anyway, discussed the importance of early treatment, natural immunity, the impact of mandates on the American workforce and economy, which is very important because we live in a capitalist society. COVID vaccine safety concerns and lack of transparency from federal health agencies in response to his COVID oversight request. Truth isn't being told about these vaccines, says cancer survivor injured by the Pfizer vaccine. Wow. An exclusive interview, Diane Okoa, a 63-year-old cancer survivor from Georgia, said she was diagnosed with rare autoimmune disorder, Guillain-Barré syndrome, a chronic inflammatory disease, right? Demyelinating polyneuropathy. I can hardly say that. Demyelinating demyelinating polyneuropathy, right? After getting her second dose of the Pfizer vaccine, right? So she experienced nausea, extreme diarrhea, pain throughout her entire body that progressively worsened and ravaged its way throughout her body. She saw numerous doctors before she was diagnosed, and has spent 6 months trying to heal from her condition, which left her in horrific pain, unable to walk without assistance or provide for herself. She said the lack of studying they've done on this vaccine, she's concerned about it and about the potential for others to suffer long-term consequences, even if they didn't suffer an immediate repercussion as she did. So her nightmare at night is that our littles might have to endure this because the truth isn't being spoken about these vaccines. So she's afraid that the children might have to go through this shit. She's saying, hey, it doesn't happen the way people said it's going to happen all the time. So schools are paying kids to get COVID vaccines. I don't know if you guys know about that. Some schools are paying kids to get vaccinated, right? According to Time Magazine, right? Schools in Phoenix giving kids a $100 gift card, Los Angeles. Students can win a gift card or a free prom or homecoming ticket if they get the shot. Louisiana offering $100 to children who get vaccinated. Officials in San Antonio, Texas announced parents can claim a $100 gift card for the HEB grocery stores. In New York City, children as young as 5 are getting paid to get vaccinated. Now, I don't know about that. That's something wrong with that right there. Youngest 5. Without a parent? I didn't say without a parent, but I hope that's at least with a parent there to guide that child. And they really want to take advantage of families. They really want kids to take advantage, families to take advantage of that. New York Mayor Bill de Blasio said, right? Everyone could use a little more money around the holidays. But most importantly, we want our kids and our families to be safe. Which I don't understand, because why would you threaten to throw their families out on the street if they don't get the vaccine if you're worried about their safety? But I'm going to keep going. Some critics say paying kids to get vaccinated is bribery. Of course it is. School districts incentivizing kids feel it makes sense because it keeps students and staff safe. Everybody getting vaccinated is going to keep everybody safe. That is the thing. Safety. Vaccinate, safety. Vaccine safe, vaccinate safe, right? That's the theme, right? Children's Defense, Health Defense Act, anyone who experienced adverse reaction to file a report, right? From USA Today, Dr. Vinay Prasad, Food Drug Administration missions announcement last week that Pfizer BioNTech vaccine will be made authorized under emergency use for children ages 5 to 11 was followed Tuesday afternoon by the CDC and Prevention's decision to recommend the vaccine's use for children. For some parents, this is blissful news, and for others, the announcement may raise questions or concerns, right? Of course, when it comes to children in America, we want to do what is absolutely best for their health, right? All we want to minimize the harms and suffering of children, as well as harms of those who love them and care for them. We want to do what is best for kids in the short term, as well as best for them in the long term. 10 milligrams or one-third of the dose is safer than 30 milligrams and should reduce the risk of inflammation of the heart. Key word there, should. All right? Well, emergency use for a so-called virus that has about 99% of survival rate for children and people up to about age 30 or so. What is the emergency? AP News. Myocarditis risk 30 times higher for children with COVID-19 than unaffected peers. That's kind of crazy kind of statement right there, because we talk about infected people. Anyway, I'm just going to keep reading. Across the ages, the risk of myocarditis was almost 16 times higher for people with COVID-19 compared to those who aren't infected. Well, if you're not infected, you're not at risk. Anyway, myocarditis risk is 37 times higher for infected children under 16 years and 7 times higher for infected people ages 16 to 39 compared to their uninfected peers. Why are you comparing them to uninfected people? I don't know. Okay, anyway. Some of the myocarditis cases seen in children with COVID-19 may be cases of multi-system inflammatory syndrome, according to the study. Authors noted the study could not prove COVID-19 causes myocarditis, but the findings of a link between the two are consistent with several other studies. All right? So there's a link. They found a link between COVID-19, right, and myocarditis. All right. In recent months, they have been concerned about the small risk of myocarditis after receiving an mRNA COVID-19 vaccine. A June study showed among males ages 12 to 29 years, the group with the highest rates of myocarditis after vaccination, there would be an estimated 39 to 47 cases of myocarditis for every million second doses of the vaccine. Authors of the new study say their findings support health officials' assertion that the benefits of vaccination outweigh the risk. 39 to 47 cases of myocarditis for every million second doses of vaccine, right? These findings underscore the importance of implementing evidence-based COVID-19 prevention strategies, right, including vaccination to reduce the public health impact of COVID-19 and its associated complications, they wrote. So, the government doesn't want children to suffer or die from heart inflammation due to COVID-19 infection, but they are not concerned about the death or injury due to the vaccine, or as concerned. Targeted the workplace where children benefit from the labor of their parents, threatening to throw families, men, women, and children on the street Now he's targeting schools where children are virtually a captive population, and they keep saying that the vaccine is safe. Some parents are standing in line with their children to get the jab. Some are standing watching the parents in line with their children. Soon, children will not be allowed to get an education because they haven't received the jab. That will contribute to truancy of the children whose parents are not successful in enrolling them in a cyber school that isn't mandating the jab. Their truancy brings those families in court. Continued truancy could lead to placement of the school-aged child. The child will be exposed to trauma associated with being separated from their family, exposed to risk at institutions, and foster families. That's a whole show right there. We're not going to get into that. But those situations have negative impacts on some children, lifetime negative, and some have had some positive impacts, right? Again, Biden threatens to destroy families if their school-aged kids don't get the jab. I'd say it's safe to say he will not be getting the support of the 70% of unvaccinated black folks in his 2024 presidential bid for office. Dr. Fauci stated people are lining up to be vaccinated are proof the mandates work. They lining up after the mandate, right? What an unintelligent comment. This is proof that threats and marketing are effective. People are making desperate decisions based on survival. So safe means not everyone will develop myocarditis. Just a small percent of the population, one per million or whatever, 100,000 or however they do it, right? Is myocarditis the only adverse effect to be concerned about? It appears someone would like for us to think that. And we have a caller. Hello, welcome to Provocative Thought.
How you doing, Carlton? How are you?
What's up, my brother? Mr. Kenny Jones. I said, what's up, my brother?
What's up, man?
This is Mr. Kenny Jones.
Well, I'm going to disagree with you one thing before we get to the shots, right?
What you disagreeing with? Because you don't say disagree with me because I'm reading a lot of information.
You said Biden is not going to have any support if he continues to push these different mandates on the families. Yes, he will. He'll still. When it comes to politics, voting, they're stupid.
Wow, man!
Matter of fact, Tuesday I had somebody come on my show, Black Urban America, Tuesday evening, 8 o'clock, 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We're gonna be talking about the impact of our voting patterns over the years. And I've been looking at it. We are easily conned, bamboozled, run amok, led astray.
Hold up, Kenny. You're telling me this man is threatening to kick people up, look, to get you fired, right?
We are still going to vote for him if he is the Democratic winner.
Oh, my God.
He's still going to have our support because we're going to be hoodwinked, run amok. Now, granted, some people are going to stay home. Some people are going to stay home. They don't like it. But, we're still going to be out there.
It's not going to be a significant change. That's what you're saying, right? You say it's not going to be a significant change in the black vote.
I say instead of 72%, I'm going to say 62%. Only 10% not
going to
do it.
Man, Kenny.
We come to pull us, as a collective, we come to politics. We're not that how I, what word I want to say. I don't want to say we're not that smart, but we're just not that. We're just going to keep on. We do the insanity thing. We keep on doing the same old thing.
Because oh, what, the hamster wheel? We want a hamster wheel? Is that what you're trying to say?
Yeah.
We keep doing the same
thing,
expecting a different result.
I'm sorry. Hey, what makes you so bad? Make so bad for the past. I've been listening to some of the old shows, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you know how long I've been talking about we should have our own agenda?
Right.
I've been talking about that a long time. And I had a lot of politicians on my show. You'd be these numbnuts will go back to the office and really kind of meditate on me. Nah, you're going to keep on doing the same thing. If you're on the ticket. And that way it was so easy to justify. And they talk about the jab. Why are they pushing? Why are they pushing so hard in the black community? You got commercial, right? Oh, I understand your reservations. Understand about this. But one guy said, but this is not Tuskegee. Yes, it is. It was. How can you get all of the stuff that you said in the canvas show that's in the thing, right?
Mm-hmm.
All these people are having complications, still tested positive, still getting sick from the shot, and they want our children to get the shot.
And they are getting the shot. I don't know how many, but they lining them up.
I'm going to tell you something. I hope this doesn't happen. But knowing this white boy, this racist white boy, and I try to tell y'all this boy was racist. I was telling y'all that all during 2019, 2020, that this boy is racist, man. I bet you he's trying, but white folks are kicking back. He's trying to make this a national mandate. You must take the shot or you won't work. You must take the shot or you ain't going to get your benefit. You must take the shot or your kids don't go to school. And like you said, the impact, the foster care system, it's what you're talking about white supremacy. Representing white supremacy. You talk about representing white supremacy. Look at the foster care. Oh, my God. Ooh, taking kids away from their families for no reason because they won't. So the parents say, you're not going to get this shot.
Right, because they're going to deteriorate the situation
that's
that point.
Now, it is what I can say now. A lot of these white folks ain't going for that shit either. A lot of these white folks, they push him back.
Right.
And that's why he can't hardly get his bills passed because of this mandate job and Dr. Fauci.
Wow,
man. That guy, man. That Fauci. That guy, man. He needs to be tried for treatment.
That's right.
I wish I had, like, The vehicle, I wish I could do like the young folks, split screen, or I could look up the definition of treason and see if Dr. Fauci fits in that movie. You know who was the head of the HIV movement?
Yeah.
You know ACT? He was. You want to know who's the head
who's
on the board of Pfizer? You want to know who's on the board of Pfizer? His wife.
Miss Fauci.
Wife.
Mm-hmm. So that's a conflict of interest.
That's why I said, you know, I have a friend that grew up where he retired homicide detective. He always told me, there's no such thing in my field, there's no such thing as coincidence.
Coincidence?
It's connected dots.
Oh,
there's no such thing as coincidence.
Right.
You know, And it's just another form of putting a barrier in our way far as developing population control. The Bill Gates. They said, you have to give him another time.
What is Bill Gates? I don't even understand the Bill Gates.
Bill Gates is about that population control.
Oh, we know that.
He popped a lot of money behind his ass team, man.
Right.
He won't put in this shit.
That's right.
And guess what, man? Like I said, it's a lot of hypocrisy. We just had something in sports. There's this cat named Kyrie Irving that played for the Brooklyn Nets. He refused to get the shot. He said, it's my choice. Oh, man, the commentators went off. They even called him stupid. They called him stupid. 100-something
million? Because he's jeopardizing getting $100-something million
No, you're going to get $17 million of it. You're going to get $17 million of it.
$17
million?
He's supposed to sell his soul for $17 million, right?
Yeah. Well, but check this out. Oh, this is the kicker. There was this white boy from the Green Bay Packers called Evan Rodgers.
The quarterback?
Lied. 2 months ago, he was asked, yo, man, did you get the shot? He said, yeah. I got immunized. Never got the shot. He's sick. He got tested for COVID. Man, he never wore a mask. In the NFL protocol, you can't be on your off time, you can't be around more than 3 people.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
That's protocol. Because you cannot be around more than 3 people. God forbid you got more than 3 kids.
That's what I said. Yeah, what are you supposed to do? Got 3 kids and a wife. What are they going to do?
Yo, man. Hey, but guess what? It's how the commentators reacted to this white boy.
What they said?
Oh, he just lied. But he has the right to make a choice. So does Kyrie.
Kyrie's black, right? He's black, ain't he?
Yeah, Kyrie's black. Yeah.
Okay, well,
yeah.
He's Showtime too, man.
He box office. He people come to see. He ain't profile. He's shorter than me, Carl.
Oh, is he?
He's shorter than me. Yeah. And he be kicking it behind, man. He's from North New Jersey.
Oh, okay.
He grew up in North New Jersey. But and he's a philanthropist. He always giving money to black organizations and everything. So they really don't like that. He's a conscious dude. He's a conscious kid. You know what I mean? I think he's like 30, 31. Not even 30 yet. Maybe if he's 30, he just turned 30. But, this mandate, look.
Well, it's for the better.
I'm pro choice, but people that don't get the shot, let me tell you something. This country could try me hard on the folks. You can't go to certain places in certain states. You can't be let in to events in certain states. Like Atlanta's wide open. Wide open. Man, you can wear your mask if you want to, you're not, and then numbers going down.
Right.
Now, it's up and down.
Right.
But nobody's going to pull you over. Nobody can't say you can't come in there. Probably the basketball game, they will test you. But see, Atlanta, they have a certain area for non-fascinated people. Yeah.
Like in the basketball game, you be non-fascinated, you sit over there.
Yeah.
Okay. Where did the people who are infected sit? That's what I want to know.
They ain't let in.
Okay, that's the people you got to worry about.
Yeah. Hey, like I said, I mean, this COVID thing is real, but I don't believe in the vaccine, the shot and everything. And let me tell you something, there are some after effects, because I got some. There are some after effects. The only reason why I got it because COVID, the place where I was working, we had to get.
Right. Well, they said it's going to be some they said it would be some after effects, you know, some adverse effects, but it wouldn't be serious.
I'm a senior citizen, though, man. I didn't want to take it, man. But, you know, I had to make a choice. Either be right. like my population, be homeless, or, you know, gotta pay the bill.
I tried
to wait it out as long as possible, but they gave us a date. You know, a lot of jobs are like that. A lot of jobs, you cannot work. And, you know, I understand that, too, because you're sitting on top of each other. You're breathing the same air, you know. That's why I can't understand, you know, like in New York, you know, they had to number the November 1st to get the shot, man. They had to November 1st. And those people went and got the shot, too. I mean, it's only like a combination of 70% of city workers in New York did not get the shot. City employees. And they start opening up that. But they strict. You can't go inside without your mask. You know, I mean.
I thought that was for everybody. The mask thing was for everybody. I thought everybody still needed to wear masks.
Right.
Whether you had the shot or not.
Yeah, still.
None of that has to do anything with being infected. Right.
You still got to wear the mask.
Right.
But if it's an outdoor venue, you don't have to wear the mask. But if you didn't get the shot, you can't come in. You can't come in through the gate.
I wouldn't go anywhere. If it wasn't no COVID, I wouldn't be going to the event anyway. But I'm just saying, since we got this COVID thing, why go to some event where there's 1,000 people? For what?
That's a super spreader.
I mean, why go there?
I haven't been out at an event since. Wow, that shit's in 2019. They went to the pandemic since like, April 2019. I haven't been like on a social event. Because right now, let me tell you something. I spent, like, after I went through my medical issues, I spent $100. I came out of it. I spent $100 on a gym. $100 on a for a year, right? I didn't go.
What's that, Planet Fitness?
As soon as it came up, huh?
What's that, like Planet Fitness?
Yes. I didn't go. I didn't go because I'm scared to be around people. I'm scared to be around a lot of people. I am. Now,
go at night.
I put my... At night?
Yeah, early in the morning.
Go at night.
Early in the morning.
Yeah,
late at night or early in the morning.
They be in there.
And to Planet Fitness credit, they wiped stuff down before there was even a such thing as COVID.
But
we didn't know about COVID.
I don't care. Look, I know what I got. I don't know what you got. But see again, you still can get tested positive.
That's right.
Just said in the beginning of the show that you can get sick, heart disease from this thing, even if you got the shot. Now, I thought the shot was you can still test positive, but you won't get the symptoms. Didn't they teach that for a while?
Yeah, you can be asymptomatic.
Right on Meet the Press. I heard this on Meet the Press.
That's true. You get the shot, you could be asymptomatic. That's what they're called.
Hoodwing. Led astray. Hoodwing, led astray. What's the other statement?
Bamboozled.
Yeah. The bamboozled.
This is what I learned, right? Safe is not what me and you call safe. We call safe means like safe from harm, nothing's gonna happen to you. That's not what safe means to these guys. Safe means per 100,000 people or 1 million, it's a very small percent of the people going to have a serious adverse effect or die. That's what they call it safe. You give me? You
they look at the numbers. They
right.
Safe
does not
That's
mean
science.
It can't happen to you. Safe does not mean that to these guys.
Science. But that's science theory. They go by the stats. They go, science people use their left brain and they go by the numbers. They go by the logic. They go by the curve. They go by the numeric order.
Right.
I'm from the right brain. I'm thinking like creative, I'm thinking of the collective. I want to make sure
they
this shit. They are thinking about the collective now
in terms of the rhetoric. Now, rather than another, we can get into other motives behind the vaccine, but I'm just trying to stay straight on the vaccine. Understand what I'm saying? So we can get into other things, but I don't want to go to another show.
Don't you know we can get in trouble for if you talk too much negative about the vaccine?
Hey.
All I'm saying is,
hey, look, we can help a lot of y'all, prevent a lot of y'all from being seriously injured and dying. Even though they're not saying that you won't die from it if you get the vaccine. They're saying you might die. We're gonna increase your chances of not dying if you get the vaccine. You might be sent to the hospital, placed on a respirator, but we're gonna decrease your chances of that happening to you if you get the shot. That's what they're saying about the vaccine. And to the credit of the vaccine makers.
They're using the gun theory. They're using the gun theory.
Right. And to their credit, it does build antibodies in the beginning.
I'd rather have it and not need it than to not to have it and need it.
Right.
That's the gun theory to me. I call that a shit gun theory.
Right. That's fear theory. It's fear. It's still fear. I'm not disagreeing with you. All I'm saying is this. This is why people make a choice to get to the, other than being forced. Some people make this decision before, I got to take the vaccine. Some people say, hey, look, this is to stop me from being worse. If I catch it, I won't be as bad. I don't know if you remember. At first, they said they were talking about getting herd immunity. In order to get produce herd immunity, you have to have a vaccine that prevents infection and provides immunity. This does not do that. So for them to even have mentioned herd immunity with this vaccine is not being truthful.
False advertisement.
Yeah, it's marketing, brother. We see it every day on TV, though, right? Every day we see stuff on TV.
This is different. These are lies.
Oh, you're right. Okay.
And then you talk about putting... And pretty soon, watch this. Watch the gonna be the next move next year. Every baby gotta be vaccinated.
Well, the goal, like as I was saying, the goal is to vaccinate everyone. But it can't be to produce herd immunity or immunity because we don't have a vaccine that does that.
But the thing is, let me tell you something. I heard scientists that it takes 3 to 5 years to find a
vaccine.
Right? Yeah. It took them 9 months. Right there.
Okay. I'm going to tell you what they're saying.
I don't care. One scientist said, I don't care if you work 24 hours a day, 17 days, 7 days a week, you have it take an average 3 to 5 years, maybe 10 years. Now, if they would have came out with this thing in 2023, I would have been the first one online. Because, you know, they started in 2020 and all 2019 looking for maybe further than that. Maybe further than that. Because they knew this thing, this is the 19.
Try 19 on something.
Yeah, but this is the 19th strain of the COVID. They say they got like 20 more. Because the virus keeps mutating. It came out.
The virus continues to mutate. And as long as you have a vaccine that doesn't protect you against infection, that virus will mutate. Because it's still around, still flowing. So when it gets to the person that has the vaccine, it's going to mutate in you. It can mutate in you. Mutate, you give it to somebody else.
Like the tapeworm.
Well, worse than the tapeworm, because you can get rid of a tapeworm a lot easier than you can get rid of this thing right here.
I know a couple. Yeah, people die from this joint, man.
People are dying.
That do come out of it are disabled.
Right. Some people are dying. 100%. Yeah, that's right. And some people are being injured, and some people are not experiencing anything. You understand what I'm saying? And they've been around people who had COVID, like those doctors who are unvaccinated. Mm-hmm. They've been in the COVID units or in the hospital.
They didn't catch COVID.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Some of them didn't catch COVID. You have some couples. The wife might have had COVID, but the husband didn't. You know what I'm saying?
That's something else.
Right. So, I mean, I thought that was interesting right there. I don't hear anybody talking about that scenario. The only scenario I hear about is people being infected or people being unvaccinated. That's the only thing that I'm most of what I hear.
But see, if your wife or husband, if your spouse or your significant other comes down with it, you have to isolate from them for 14 days, 10 to 14
right.
days.
Right. And then they got to get tested. That don't mean you're going to, but these people did not test positive for COVID-19. That's what I'm saying. That's a fact. I'm not guessing this. This is something I know.
And they got sick?
No. The spouse was sick. The other spouse didn't even get COVID-19.
Right. Yeah, that happened. Yeah, that happened many times.
Right.
Talk about the numbers. That happened all the time.
Right.
You know, once it. I know a couple personally. The husband got sick. He got sick very bad. One of the children got sick, but the wife and the other two kids didn't get sick. But they had to isolate. But the husband almost died, man. He still walked around. He's still going for therapy to learn how to walk again.
Right.
He got real bad. He's just starting to come around, and we talked about like 6-7 months ago.
Right. Because despite protein, despite protein of the COVID-19 virus caused havoc in the body. So that spike protein is the issue that in and of itself. And, you know, but they got another aspect of the vaccine that they don't really talk about, which is the graphene oxide. You understand what I'm saying? The nanoparticle lipid that's supposed to be encapsulating the spike protein. And I'm going to do a show just on graphic oxide so people can get wind of just what I'm talking about. But this thing is way past some of the stuff we've been talking about for the last year, because I don't hear nobody mention this graphene oxide thing. You know what I'm saying?
No, me neither. This is the first time I heard of it. They don't want to talk about. Look, the thing is, man, This is they really don't. All they want to talk about, get the shot, get the shot, get the shot. That's all they saying. They don't even say, they start saying it'll save your life. Because it doesn't save your life. They don't want to do no false advertisement. They don't want to get sued. Because people could sue them. The United States could be heavily sued, man. And then they say, yo, man, look, we still in the pandemic. We come out of this pandemic, and we don't go back into it. We're not shutting down the country again. You just got to have to follow protocol. If we don't follow protocol, oh, well. Is that what Joe Biden said? He said, oh, well. He said, you're not shutting down the United States again.
Well, that's what it's all about. This is all about money. This, you can see that this is, I can show you where this happened before with vaccine makers are influencing legislators to pass laws to get to pass their vaccines or distribute their vaccine to the public. I think it was with the the human HPV vaccine. That was one of the cases, I think. Or was it? I forget. One of the vaccines. Well, there was, it was influenced by the vaccine industry, which I'm sure this is influenced by the vaccine industry also. This is big, though. This is worldwide. You know, there are nine billionaires have been created since they started this vaccine rollout. Nine billionaires, not millionaires. Billionaires.
It's big money.
And that was a couple of months ago. It's money. It's economically driven, politically, and economically driven. Because we have scientists that warn us that about the severe adverse effects of the vaccine. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah, and you know what push politics is money. It's economics.
Is who?
What impact politics is economics.
It's economics, that's right.
How much money you gonna give me to sign this bill?
That's right. Sell out.
Which do you need?
That's
what
right.
do you need? You need for me to get my party to back your facility to sign into law. I could do that, but guess what? You got to build some buildings. You got to fix up some infrastructure.
Right.
and I know the construction companies. Don't worry about that. That grease might. So it's all, that's why I said politics is impacted by economics.
Like they say, follow the money.
Whoever got the largest pockets, you'll get it done.
That's right.
But you got to pay the pipe. There's a pipe with no politicians.
That's right.
If you don't pay them what they want, guess what? You won't get that contract. It'll be somebody else. That'll become an instant billionaire or a multi-time billionaire.
That's correct.
So, this COVID. This could make these little kids get these COVID, and I think it's insane. I think it's part of population control. It's going to make these kids sick. Their little bodies won't be able to handle it. These are not grown folks. But I thought they said that kids under, 11 years old, their immune system don't need.
But they say now they're saying something else. Kenny, if you're playing a game and you need to get more points, what do you do if you had a power? You change the rules. You change the game, right?
Yeah.
If I had a power to change the game in my favor to do what I want to do, that's exactly what I'm going to do. This ain't rocket science. They changed the game. So they said that then. Now they're saying 5 to 12 need to get vaccinated. All right? Talk about the myocarditis, right? That if they get COVID-19, I just read that, right? They, we're going to stop. We're going to prevent these kids from getting this myocarditis. We don't want them to get that because it's worse if they get it with the COVID, then they have a greater chance of getting it with COVID than they, if they catch COVID than they do if they get the vaccine. What? That's that sounds like you
well,
got a choice.
I want to know. What is the, how many kids get sick for what disease the most?
That's what I was trying to look that up. I'm gonna look that up.
Is that,
it's not COVID-19. We know that.
I know it's a cancer. It's a obesity. It's a diabetes.
I know obesity is high on the list.
I think it might be diabetes. So the diabetes.
Obesity, diabetes, and almost I think one of the respiratory illnesses they on the rise.
Asthma.
Those are on the rise.
Every other kid got pumped. Every other kid got pumped. Every other kid be pumping them out. You know, they wear around their neck. They get pumped.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? That's all that, especially the black man.
And know what? We're going to have to take a look into that too, Kenny. That might be another show. Because we're just taking everything for granted. Oh, they got asthma. We ain't really looking into how come they got asthma. I might have to take a look at that.
I could tell you three things. And this is scientifically proven. I heard this from two scientists. One is of course the food.
Right.
The food. Two is because the water. Three, it's because I'm going to go 3A, 3B. 3A, if a woman gets the shot in her spine so she won't feel the pain, that shot right there might cause a little bit of illness in the infants.
Right.
B is the Similac milk that they are drinking.
Okay.
Yeah, the Similac milk. That Similac milk ain't that good, man, for babies, man.
The best milk for an infant is the mother's milk.
The breast
right.
milk.
Mother's milk.
That's what you know what the white folks do, right? One or two. They pump their milk out the breast and put it in the refrigerator.
Right.
And when the baby's ready, she don't feel like she's just sticking in the mouth. And that's the breast milk. And I said, wow. Somebody made a million. I bet you it was a black woman that invented that pump. But you know, black folks be inventing a whole lot of shit. You know, so, I mean, they're always coming. They're always coming after our children, either to kill them. They like to kill our babies.
They're coming after all children right now. All children, black, white, Asian, Latino.
No, you talk about the COVID. I talk about they love to kill black children. Look, what I mean by black children, they love to kill our black babies. I talk about Planned Parenthood.
I got you. Okay. Hey, look, I got another caller.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Oh, go ahead.
I got another caller. 8258. Welcome to Provocative Thought. Hello? 8258?
Hello?
Hello. Yes. Welcome.
Hey, Carol.
I was just
listening. I think we talked about this before. You know, what is the end goal here? Is it actually to treat COVID or to dispense medication? I think the term vaccine is inappropriate for this because it's gene therapy.
Right.
Number three, we read about these third generational vaccines is what they're called, this mRNA therapy that they're using, in which they are described as being leaky vaccines.
Right.
Leaky vaccines allow the virus to benefit off of the host ergo you end up with the mutations, the lambda, the what's the other one? The
alpha,
delta.
Beta, gamma, whatever the name, I don't know. It's
right.
Hey.
R1, the D2, and those mutations occur not in uninfected people, but in vaccinated people.
Right.
So the people who are vaccinated become the makers of these variants, number one. Mm-hmm. Number two, there's something wrong when you have this push to give this this jab to every living, breathing thing as far as humans. I think they're even giving it to animals. The lions in the zoo or whatever that they quote-unquote said had COVID.
Yeah, some animals had died for COVID.
Wow.
Exactly. And they've been giving them the jab, too. But I'm saying for you to have incentives, I think I was listening, I did see where they say New York City is offering $100 to children. What's the name?
That's right.
Number 12?
5 years old and up. Yeah,
5 to 12. In some states, don't quote me on it, but I think North Carolina passed the law stating that a child can get the jab without parental consent. All this is.
I heard something like that.
So in D.C. So in D.C. D.C. was the first city to do it.
They had the law.
D.C. was the first.
Something.
Yeah, D.C. was the first one to do it. They did it back in. I think in February. January,
that's diabolical, okay? This whole thing is diabolical. Number two, you tell me why out of all working people, Congress isn't mandated, and I think I just heard that
Congress is not mandated to get the chat.
No, they can't. He cannot mandate them. That's what is going on with that.
What?
Yes.
Congress isn't mandated. The postal workers can't be mandated to.
I thought they mandated the postal workers.
I don't know. The last I heard,
did too.
That,
yeah, I thought they weren't at first, but then I heard they did.
Oh, I want to go back to that congressman.
I'm going to
have
to follow
bills. They got bills talk about mandated. Versus unmandated states and all that and everything. You mean to tell these jokers don't have to get the candy?
Yeah.
They say by law. By law. And then, I thought he can't mandate us to do it either.
Oh, they know something that we don't know.
Since this is an emergency and a pandemic, I think that law should take back seat, you know, as they like to sit up there and say the good of everybody else. You see what I'm saying?
Right.
So that law should become null and void due to what's going on. That's what you're doing to everybody else. Okay.
Or
they know something that we don't know. Or they know a little thing about the candy that we don't know about the candy.
There's a whole lot of stuff about candy. And then, I didn't check the source, but I know on Google they had some little Indian law firm who supposedly was, and I didn't back up and look them up, but they were suing the CDC for misinformation. See, because you
for
got misinformation.
Oh, for misinformation. Oh, yeah, that's right, yeah. They said something about ivermectin or something like that. That not to use that,
and
it wasn't good. And they were using it.
The whole issue with this stuff going on, it's like all eggs have been put in one basket. You know, you always told there's a gazillion ways to skin a cat. There's more than one way to skin a cat.
Right.
There's more than one way to deal with COVID-19. But for whatever reason, they're hell-bent on doing this one thing. And then those things that were helpful to people, how they have come out with all this misinformation, you know, dismissing the doctors or whoever these people are who are using these practices as quacks and all this other stuff. It's like if you're not speaking this nonsense that they're speaking, then you're just a fake, a phony, and a fraud. Even though they don't give you all the information pertaining to this jab. Now, Israel is up to, what, their fourth booster? You know? How many
boosters?
Man,
I'm not taking another needle in my arm. I'm sorry.
You need to take your fourth booster and shovel where the sun don't shine because I'm not taking no third or fourth booster.
I only
need
to watch two
boosters,
two shots. It's because of the job, man.
Well,
and
you
Congress
get another
guys
booster.
Don't have to
this
take
is, this
shot.
Is what they declared in Israel. All that stuff about these people that got the card, your card is now null and void unless you get the fourth booster.
That's right.
So
they raised the bar, right? They raised the bar. Same
right.
The game, right?
You were saying how the game changed, right? You the one
that's
in
right.
Charge with power. Now you changed the rule. No, you don't need two. You need three. Oh, you don't need three. You need four.
Four.
And what they're finding out.
You don't need four. Huh? You need five.
Right. And what's going to happen because
the parents. Oh, here come the real shot. Here come the real first team. Oh, those were tried.
But they don't play.
Those were tried.
What'd you say, Karen?
I was saying you do make the antibodies, but then they wane after a couple of months.
Right.
I can't even remember what they said, the time when it dropped.
Two to four months, depends on whether it's short. It's short.
It just doesn't make sense. Why would you even make, quote-unquote, this therapy a means of managing this so-called crisis? You know?
Well, money. Like I said, it's non-being.
Yeah, that's what I said. Money, money, money.
Right.
Money,
it's
that's
money. Money in which, what? You came up with this jab, and then you sold the people a bunch of horse crap. You understand what I'm saying?
What
because
they always do.
It
won't be the
they're
first
doing
time.
What they normally do.
It's not the first
they're
time.
They're just doing
it's
what they
the
normally
time.
Do.
This thing here is diabolical, and the things, you know, some people, you are seeing things right away. What you say? Some people get the jab, boom, they're dead. Some people get the jab, boom, 8 hours, 24 hours, and it's going to go on and on and on. You gave somebody who was longer than the 48 hours.
Right.
You know, I don't know if it was so many days
but,
or whatever.
But you know what, sister, I think eventually, probably another 3 or 4 years, they will come out with the real solution to fasting.
Hey,
and that was, that should have been.
This is what I'm saying.
They should,
this
that
is
should
what
have
I'm
been the first
now.
One.
Yeah, they
this
got
is
a
what
solution.
I'm saying now.
They already
they
did.
Have
got
stuff now. They have
right.
Stuff now. Coming out next year and 10 years from now is BS because they have stuff now that deals with it. And they've done everything to cut these sources off, shut the doctor's mouth up.
That's
there's
right.
Stuff available now where people don't even have to end up in ICU.
That's right.
They don't have to end up there. They know this. And the people had came up, these people said, look, they have studies and everything that they did to prove that this stuff works. They don't even want to, they don't want to read
thank
this
you.
Stuff.
Thank you. Thank you very much for your
feedback. Why they lose money?
Carl
said, since this fasting thing, there have been 9 new billionaires. 9 new billionaires.
And that's a whole nother issue right there. Now, I showed Carlton something where it went on, where they were saying every time you had this big advance in technology, there was always something catastrophic that correlated with it. Okay?
Right.
And then they had this graph. You know, and they went from, I think, what did they use, megahertz or whatever those units that they use to measure radiation, okay? So they started from 0 or 1 all the way up to, what, we up to 5G now. And then they correlated what catastrophic event was occurring, you know, during that time. So, look, what happened? You had this thing come out, they put everybody on lockdown, and while everybody in their house locked down, what did they put up?
5G.
What they put up?
5G and
they put up all these 5G towers. Another thing about this thing for me, okay, it doesn't make sense. When it first came out, the elderly were the population, you know, we got to be concerned about, you know.
Right.
And they touted that children and people, you know, 20, 40, 40, whatever, they really had healthy systems, you know, unless you had, you know, some little comorbidity. It really wouldn't bother you. And it's interesting how you just had isolated areas that just, you know, Louisiana, all hospitals. Well, how did that happen? You understand what I'm saying? How did that happen? So depending on what you're looking at, there's some kind of correlation. There's some kind of correlation between this and the graphene oxide, the little nanoparticle that helps transport it into the cell. Okay? It is.
You want to hit that next week? Graphene.
I watched a doctor over in Europe. I don't have her name. It's probably on the paper somewhere, which I don't have with me. But she looked at blood slides of 500 patients who had been vaccinated. And she said, I've never seen anything like this. And she showed you the pictures where they had this slither of stuff that probably was the graphene oxide. It was something illuminated within the blood vessel. And then it showed you the red blood cells and how the red blood cells, what she was saying, are positive cations. Like they have a positive charge, and how they are generally individually separated within the blood vessel. While here, they were stacked up.
I saw that.
Stacked on each other. And she said, in the cancer terminology, they have a name for that, you know, when they're treating cancer patients.
Right.
Okay, but here, this thing was occurring in people who have been vaccinated. You know, she didn't say that they had any complaints about anything. She was just reviewing their blood slides, 500 or maybe 700 people, and they all had this horrifying thing occurring in their body that she says she's never seen before. So there's some underlying stuff that they're not, of course they're not going to tell you. Who's going to tell you? You know, sometimes I'm going to kill you. I'm going to, you understand, I'm going to poison you. I'm going to do whatever. They're going to make it all sound sweet and needed. This thing, to me, I don't understand why they passed it in the first place, being that they didn't even follow the protocol for emergency approval.
Right.
You understand? They redacted what was said. A lot of the information was redacted. Well, then we can't make a decision on this because you redacted all this information. How you sit up here and you want people, yeah, you sign the paper, but sign the paper for what? They never tell you what's in this stuff.
Right.
And that's what informed consent is. Not just you saying, okay, I agree to the jab, and
right.
I understand I might die. You see what I'm saying?
Might have some adverse effects. Okay.
Right, and that's all they say. You know, you might, you know, this, that, even death. You see how they do that
right.
stuff on TV?
Mm-hmm.
How they touting some drug. Ask your doctor. Can lead to blindness, you know, crow's feet. You know, they go through all this big list, and then at the end of it, even death. They don't even tell you that pertaining to getting this, what do you call it, this jab. You don't know what's in it.
This gene.
When you go and people pull out the
tape. Not to the day, you don't know.
Everything.
And Fauci don't
know. It's a blank sheet of paper. They don't even know. Even the people who are given the shot, they can't say, well, you know, this. Are you allergic to eggs? They don't know what's in it. Are you allergic to this? How could they say that? They don't know what's in it. Yet they are administering this mess. So,
to our children.
I'm not.
To our children.
Huh?
Everyone.
Now,
everyone.
To our children.
Now to the children.
Now to the children. And the way they say that New York is giving a 5 to 11-year-old, that almost sounds like you don't even need parental consent.
Yes.
5-year-old. How 5-year-old going to make a decision?
If the kid, because look, All you got to do.
In D.C., they don't need the parental rights.
We'll give you
$100. In D.C., they don't elementary school children. Fifth graders don't need their parents' permission to get the shot. Right. It was back 6-7 months ago. D.C.
Well, you know what I say? If you don't need parental consent for this jab, then I think they should be allowed to vote. You know what I'm saying? Let them vote.
Yep. This is a life and death situation.
Give them a driver's license. You hear what I'm saying?
Hey,
let them take out loans.
Make them little go-karts.
No, give them the keys to the car. Put some little blocks on the pedal. I'm just saying,
how bizarre it is, right?
You know what I'm saying? This is just how crazy it is that it's okay for them to make this decision and you don't need parental consent. Oh, really?
Right.
Well, let them do all these other things that grown-ups do.
Right. It fits their agenda. When it fits their agenda, it makes dollars and cents, though. And we got to understand, we're running out of time. We got like 3 minutes left. But we got to understand.
All right, Carl, good show, man.
All right, thank you.
It's a good show.
Thank you.
All right.
We got to understand this thing makes dollars and cents. And sounds like, people are going to make a decision based on their need, based on their predicament.
Because right. I think some people know, it might not be the best thing. They might know this isn't good for me, but I need to work. And they're going to pay for preying on people's weaknesses. You hear what I'm saying?
Right.
They're going to give account to Almighty God because He has the final say. So you can sit up here and do all this crazy stuff that they want. But you know what? And it look like they're getting away with it because it's no matter what type of studies come out to show, the things that they show, they act like ain't nothing going,
Right.
Doesn't apply to them.
Okay. All right, so we're running out of time, right, so thanks for calling in. So basically, if this works, most of the vaccinated should be here to talk about it in good health or better health than they would have been if they had not received the vaccine. Then unvaccinated will either be unvaccinated and uninfected or infected, just like some other vaccinated will be. If the vaccine doesn't work out, well, it's a done deal for the vaccinated. Like my cousin said, it's your choice. Well, kind of, sort of, if you have a political gun to your head threatening everything you have. They say you can tell a lot about a society by how they treat their most vulnerable population. I say you can tell a lot about a society by the fact that they have a vulnerable population. Right now, I know many people are feeling vulnerable. How do we save children? I want to thank We Talk Productions, Blog Talk Radio, Mr. Kenneth Jones, Cal for calling in, all you listeners and all downloaders. Until next week, each one reach one, each one teach one. Even if you got the shot, educate yourself. You still need information. You're going to need information. Vaccinated or unvaccinated, please seek information, share information with other people. Until next week, each one reach one again. Each one teach one. Power to the people. Good night.
You will not be able to stay home, brother. You will not be able to plug in, turn on, and cop out. You will not be able to lose yourself on Skag and skip out for beer during commercials because the revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be brought to you by Xerox in 4 parts without commercial interruptions. The revolution will not show you pictures of Nixon blowing a bugle and leading a charge by John Mitchell, General Abrams, and Spiro Agnew to eat hog maws confiscated from a Harlem sanctuary. The revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be brought to you by the Schaefer Award Theater and will not star Natalie Woods and Steve McQueen or Bullwinkle and Julia. The revolution revolution will not give your mouth sex appeal. The revolution will not get rid of the nub. The revolution will not make you look 5 pounds thinner, because the revolution will not be televised, brother. There will be no pictures of you and Willie Mae pushing that shopping cart down the block on the dead run, or trying to slide that color TV into a stolen ambulance. NBC will not be able to predict the winner at 8:32 on Deport from 29 District. The revolution will not be televised. There will be no pictures of pigs shooting down brothers on the instant replay. There will be no pictures of pigs shooting down brothers on the instant replay. There will be no pictures of Whitney Young being run out of Harlem on a rail with a brand new process. There will be no slow motion or still life of Roy Wilkins strolling through Watts in a red, black, and green liberation jumpsuit that he has been saving for just the proper occasion. Acres, Beverly Hillbillies, and Hooterville Junction will no longer be so damn relevant, and women will not care if Dick finally got down with Jane on Search for Tomorrow, because black people will be in the street looking for a brighter day. The revolution will not be televised. There will be no highlights on the 11 o'clock news and no pictures of Harry R. Woman Liberationist and Jackie Onassis blowing her nose. The theme song will not be written by Jim Webb or Francis Scott Key, nor sung by Glenn Campbell, Tom Jones, Johnny Cash, Engelbert Humperdinck, or The Rare Earth. The revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be right back after a message about a white tornado, white lightning, or white people. You will not have to worry about a dove in your bedroom, the tiger in your tank, or the giant in your toilet bowl. The revolution will not go better with Coke. The revolution will not fight germs that may cause bad breath. The revolution will put you in the driver's seat. The revolution will not be televised, will not be televised, will not be televised, will not be televised. The revolution will be no rerun, brothers. The revolution will be live.